And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast this week, and we're going to pick up our study here in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9. I enjoy the content of this chapter. It's certainly a blessing, as is all the Word of God, but it's interesting some of the things that were instructed and told here in our day, and it's always been with mankind, I suppose, but certainly in our day, there are those who want to quarrel with God. And granted, there are things that we don't understand, but when there is a thing about life that we don't understand, We need to always yield to the point and the position and the fact that God is in control, that this is His creation. Even you, even myself, even our souls and our lives are God Almighty's creation, and we need to always yield to Him. We will be happy and peaceful when we yield to the Lord and what He's purposed, what He's doing, even though we don't understand the details of it, say, but we need to yield to what the Lord, that all things are indeed in the Lord's hand. Let's pick it up here in John chapter 9, verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? So here we see the Lord and his disciples passing by. They see this man that's blind. And then the disciples, if you will, the apostles, they ask, who sinned? This man is here blind. Somebody's had to have sinned. We see even the superstition that prevails, and as it may prevail with folks today, that and folks question, why are children starving over the earth, and why is it that folks are lame or blind or have disease or such as that? Of course, everything that is going on in the world and everything that you and I would call evil from the standpoint of the its effects on mankind is a result of sin. Now, that's the reason that there is pain, there is sorrow, there is hardship, sickness, anguish and grief. It's certainly all because of sin. But these are asking specifically, said, either this man has had to have sinned or his parents have had to sin, otherwise he wouldn't be born blind. There's the thinking here that every case of physical compromise, illness, sickness, damage, injury or whatever, is for a reason and is because of sin. But we're going to find out here that that's not the case at all in this case, okay? And so they ask, who sinned, the man or his parents? Verse 3, Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned. So it wasn't the man's, this him being blind was not a result of his sin against God. Is he a sinner? Yeah, indeed he is, because he's a man. But did his sin cause his blindness? The Lord answers plainly, no. Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. Is the man's blindness a result of his parents' sin? The Lord answers plainly, no, it is not. And so we know and understand, I trust that you know and understand, that because people sin, they could be made blind. We have a terrible problem with methamphetamine in our region and in our state and in our country. And the different chemicals that those folks use to cook up that stuff, mishandling of those chemicals could certainly make them blind, and their blindness would be a result of that sin, wouldn't it, as an example. It could be that parents and a mother carrying an expectant child would delve into drugs and liquor and smoking and such as that, and make it such that her child could be born with infirmity, with a compromising of its physical attributes and ability. That could be, and that would be a result of the sin of the parents. But the Lord says, in this case, this man nor his parents have sinned. He says here in the latter part of verse number 3, neither have sinned the man nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Are you ready for the Lord's works to be made manifest in you? That's a good question. Are you ready for that? He says he wasn't born blind because of his sin or his parents' sin, but he was born blind that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Wow. Would God cause a man to be blind for a lot of years, several years? This is a grown man. And would the Lord do that to a man? Yes, he would. He says as much. He said, this man was born blind that the works of God might be made manifest in him. See, the Lord knows what we need. The Lord knows what he's working. And the Lord knows his good, right plan that he's going to accomplish. And the Lord knows, and this is just the way that I see it and look at it, the Lord knows what this man needed to be saved. This man needed to be born blind. That's what it says. He was born blind. This man needed to be born blind and experience that so that he would be ready for the visitation of the Lord and the Word of God and the salvation that the Lord's going to bring to him. The Lord knows that for every person. The Lord knows that for you. The Lord knows that for me. He works, and he calls, and he draws, and he brings his word unto sinners. And he says here, this man has been born blind. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but he was born blind that the works of God should be made manifest or shown forth, revealed in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, verse 4, while it is day. The night cometh when no man works. So no man can work. So the Lord says here, this is right along the plan and the purpose, the work that I'm here to do. Verse 5, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And indeed he is. He is the light. If a man is going to be, man, woman, boy, or girl, is going to be illuminated to the truth of God, the truth of their need, their sin and depravity, the truth of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, if they're going to be enlightened to that, it's going to be by Jesus. He's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. When he had thus spoken, verse 6, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. It's interesting what the Lord does at different times in working the healing that he worked at that time. Did the Lord need to use the clay? Did the Lord need to use the spittle? Well, from the standpoint of his power, no, he didn't need to use it, but he chose to. For what reason? I don't understand for what reason that he would do so, but he did. Would you want the Lord's clay and clay ointment made of spit on the ground applied to your eyes? Would you want that? When they had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. I tell you what, even the spittle of the Lord is divine. It is. And he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. That's what Siloam means, is the pool by the name of sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. Isn't that great? The Lord makes this clay the spittle. He anoints the eyes of this man, no doubt maybe his eyelids. And the man goes, he tells the man, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. How far was Siloam away? How far was the pool away from where the man was? Did he, was there someone there that led him to the pool? No doubt he was going to go to it. Did he begin to grab hold of different ones there in the crowd and say, point me in the direction of Siloam, I've got to go wash my eyes? See, the man here, he is doing what he's been commanded of the Lord to do. And that's simply what sinners are to do, is to obey the Lord and his command. He told him here, he anointed the clay, anointed his eyes with the clay of the spittle, and he said, go wash. Go wash, not just anywhere, not here in this pool close to us, but you go wash in the pool of Siloam. You go wash in that pool by the name of scent, as we would say in the English. And what'd the man do? He said, nah, this ain't going to work. No, I'm going to miss out on the alms that I'm trying to collect here of the folks that are passing by. No. What did he do? He simply believed the command of God, didn't he? He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came with his eyesight a little improved. You know, the scripture doesn't say that over the course of a couple weeks or a couple months, his sight got better and better. But the scripture says he went his way, therefore, he went to the pool that the Lord commanded. He washed in the pool that the Lord had commanded. And then he came seeing. I venture that this man, and I believe it's so with any of the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ performed, that this man never had a problem with his eyesight again. Because that's the way the Lord heals. That's the way the Lord saves. He saves eternally. He saves permanently. And I venture that this man never had a problem again with his eyesight. He went and he washed and he came seeing. The Lord Jesus Christ came and did miracles so that it might be known of us that he has the power to save. That's the purpose of the miracles. The purpose of the miracles, he tells us in another of the Gospels, that it's that we might know that he has power to forgive sins. So, what's the command of the Lord to you, sinner? The command of the Lord to you is to repent. To repent of your sins before God. To admit and confess before God that you are guilty with no qualifiers whatsoever. And to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in his gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Like the blind man, obey the Lord unto healing. You obey the Lord unto salvation. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.